It's a Stud Vision podcast with Remy and Perk.
Let's go.
Started from the bottom like we came from the dirt.
Come on.
Put in hard work, now we going berserk. Woo. I'ma get what Woo. I deserve. Woo. Please do not Woo. Disturb. This is Stud Vision podcast with Remy and Perk.
This Remy.
This Perk.
And this the Stud Vision podcast.
Hey. Yeah, we back. We back with another one. Another part of our holiday series. We hitting y'all with the gifting edition. Episode. Y'all know how it go.
Yeah, they know how it go. We talking about gifts, presents.
Who gets it? Spending limits.
Exchanges. Whatever y'all want to talk about.
Right.
Well, or whatever we want to talk about.
Right.
So, gifting. Here we go with this.
Yeah. Don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, share. Tell your good peoples about us. Tell them to tell people. Keep commenting. Keep listening. Text us 708-949-6702. Hit the hotline. Email us studvisionpodcast@gmail.com. Just make sure y'all continue to show us love. We appreciate it because as y'all probably seen, if y'all was watching our Twitter account or our stories on Instagram, we have made 1,500 downloads. Matter of fact, we almost at 1,600.
Let's go.
But yeah, twin, what's up with the gifting?
Man, I feel like motherfuckers be getting gifts all year round. What makes you feel like you so special around the holidays, motherfucker? Where my goddamn gifts at? God damn it. I'm always giving out motherfucking gifts. And y'all bitches the gift of gab. Y'all getting charcoal and coal and shit fucking with me this year. I ain't giving out no presents. No, I'm just playing. I always be giving out good presents. I'm a good gifter. I feel like I'm a good gifter. I be listening to what niggas say all year round about bullshit that they want. And I want this and I want that and this and that and all that. And then I be the motherfucker pal. Hit them with the motherfucking present of a lifetime. Get you that shit you've been complaining and asking about all year round.
Yeah, I can see you doing that.
Yeah, I'll be that type of individual. I'll be listening. I get them little hints and shit, and then I know how to move on the presents. Plus, I'm a type of motherfucker. I buy presents. My ass literally will buy presents all year round and let them bitches sit and collect dust and then give them to you around Christmas.
Yeah, I'm a gift giver. I am a gifter. I'm similar to you. We always listening, though. We're very attentive to the people we deal with, even family and friends. So giving gifts is, I have no need for help there. I'm good. That's my expertise right there. So who do we give? Like if you're with someone and then if you go to their people's house or whatever, like do you give their parents gifts too and their siblings gifts, or do you like hope it's a grab bag type situation or whatever?
It really depend on the family, how they family move. Cause past relationship, it was more like we gave gifts as a couple. We got dad a gift, got mom a gift, but it was from us.
Yeah, I agree.
Type thing. Cause I feel like it really do depend on how y'all family move. Cause some people families do grab bags and stuff like that, secret Santas and all that shit. So right. I honestly feel like it really depend on how the family, like what are they traditions for the holidays? Why do they move? How do they get down?
Right. I love grab bags. And to those who are listening, grab bags and secret Santa, that don't mean you don't get the person you with something. That don't excuse you from that. So they'll be like, oh, no, on Stud Vision podcast, they said, Still got to get the person you with a gift.
Hell yeah, that's non-negotiable. Right. Not at all.
Man, and I hope y'all been paying attention so you know what to give, because some people are terrible gifters. Golly.
Yes, they are. Some people are definitely bad gifters, especially I feel like the people who, but a lot of people ain't like us, twin. A lot of people may not just suck up all the information from their significant other, the people they be around to get the perfect gift. Some people literally have to ask you, what do you want? What do you want for Christmas? I used to always get that. What do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, and I just feel like, bro, I'm the easiest person to shop for. Did you just really ask me what I want for Christmas. Like, I'm sure I didn't drop the hint just like the ladies do. I didn't drop the hint somewhere. 9 times out of 10, I probably said something that had to do with LeBron, too. So, I think it's all about people paying attention to the person they with. Because even if you're not dropping hints, I'm sure after a while I know what you like, don't like. I know what you into. So, it's, I don't know. But you're right. Everybody ain't like us.
Everybody don't really pay attention. I'm finna say 9 times out of 10, majority of the time, I I'm not the person. I really don't ask for nothing for Christmas. I ain't really I want this for Christmas. Like, I'm not that type of individual, because majority of the shit I really want, I already got that.
Facts.
Or I got it throughout the year. And then I'm the type of person, every Christmas I buy myself what the fuck I want for Christmas. Like, I always buy myself a present. And 9 times out of 10, that's the shit I really wanted, because I don't want to depend on nobody to give me some shit that I really want.
You know what? I'm gonna start doing that.
Like, every Christmas I always intentionally buy myself one present for Christmas of some shit that I really, really want, and I gift it to myself, so I don't have no hopes and no nothing, no intentions, no worries, no nothing like that shit,
no
that I really want.
Expectations?
Hell no, because I bought it for my goddamn self, and that may seem petty, but that's the shit that I do. That's the tradition I did. I've started with myself for the last like 5-6 years, and I'm gonna continue to do that shit every motherfucking year.
You know what? I'm going to take a page out of your book and start doing that. That don't sound bad. That really doesn't sound bad. But even if you didn't do that, I still think that if you're dealing with someone, they should pay enough attention to you. Some type of attention, enough to know, like, hey, I know Rim. Okay, for instance, Rim got a girl. If she got a girl, her girl should pay attention enough to know, like, hey, I know my bae, like, shoes, she a gamer, she smoke, she love hats, especially snapbacks and beanies, like, she love chains, you know, just stuff like that. Like, she love electronics too, so, you know, you'll just be thinking like something along that line, to the point where you don't even have to say, hey, what do you want for Christmas?
Yeah, that's facts. I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
Even though if you feel like you're gonna give me a bad gift, please ask me. Please just ask me.
I don't even feel like it'd be bad gifts. I just feel like it'd be no effort put in.
Okay.
Yeah, no thought or no effort put into the shit. Like, but me being the person I am very appreciative, and I will never make it seem like I don't appreciate what you bought me for a present. Like, whatever I get, that's still a gift. That's still a blessing. That's still a present. So I'm still going to be appreciative of whatever it is, no matter what it is. Like, I ain't going to be like, I ain't want this shit. Like, I ain't even that type of person. That shit bogus.
No, I'm not that person either. Yeah.
I ain't that type of individual to be like, man, what the fuck is... Nah, I ain't even... Nigga, it done been times I motherfucking and bought... do I really want to go here?
I don't want to go there. I don't want to go there.
Because it's like... Because if I go there, motherfuckers gonna know, the person, if they do listen to the podcast, they gonna know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about, and they gonna feel some type of way. So I'm still go there anyway. But one particular Christmas, I literally bought every single present for her family. Every fucking piece of present, every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Did not receive anything from none of them. Nothing. And then after that, it was just like, yeah, I ain't doing that shit no more. Fuck that shit.
Damn.
I ain't doing that shit no more. That shit did. At that particular time of my life, I was like, yeah, I ain't making that move no more. And it wasn't even the fact that I didn't get anything. It's just like, what the fuck?
Right.
It's like, what the fuck? Where the fuck we move like this? Like, this our niggas moving for real?
Okay. Right. You ain't even used to nobody moving like that. It's like, okay.
It's just that that motherfucker had to change how they moved.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Are there any spending limits? Do you have spending limits? And let me go a little bit further. Because I'm sure there's no limits with the person that you're with, right? But are there any spending limits, let's say with them and or their family, like if it's no grab bag? Because, you know, grab bags and Secret Santas be having, you know, most of them have limits or whatever.
Right.
So, like, if there's no Secret Santa or grab bag stuff, do you have a spending limit?
Hell no. No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I don't really think about the price, and we probably should, but it's just more so like, y'all, I know my lady like this. I know if we doing a gift from us to each other's families or whatever before the grab bag stuff was implemented in my last relationship, like, we just asked them to give us three things that they would want. Like, and the thing is, it wasn't like we were buying all these gifts for them and then nothing was coming in return. No, everyone was giving everyone gifts. So that was a good thing. You know, because I'll tell you right now, I probably would be like you, like, I'm not doing this shit no more if that happened to me. And it's not because I'm stuck on receiving gifts. I think it's just a principle about it, especially since it's Christmas and people are gifting. And I definitely don't have any type of spending limitations when it comes to someone that I'm with. And but you notice, like, remember, I did a whole makeup, I turned the whole bedroom to a makeup room. You know, that shit was expensive. So you know, like, there's no limitations over here. But I do think there is a proper way to gift, if that makes sense.
So what's the proper way to gift?
The proper way to gift is to gift people things that they like and not things that you like for them.
I just literally had this conversation with somebody last night. Let's get to this.
Tell us about the conversation.
No, but it ain't had nothing to do with Christmas. It just had to do with gifts. Like, somebody I was talking to last night was like, somebody bought them, literally they wanted a bag, like a certain type of bag. Well, let's just use for instance, she wanted a YSL bag. Mm-hmm. And the person who gave her a gift, it was a Louis Vuitton bag. But the Louis Vuitton bag literally cost the same amount as the YSL bag. So I'm like, why didn't they just buy you the YSL bag if it was the same price? Like,
right.
And that's the one that you wanted. She was like, because they bought me what they wanted. I'm like, well, that ain't how shit work.
Nah, that's not how that work. That's not how that work. And I had to learn that in my last relationship. I think the first 2, maybe 3 years of us being together, and I was, when it came around to like Christmas time, just like, I think we did do a list, but still like gifting, like whatever, like, oh, I wanted to have this, I think she'll like this. But then I think I started to pay attention to the things that were purchased that she actually wanted and how she reacted to that. Versus the things that, like, oh, I like it, but that's not what I really want. It wasn't like a bad reaction, but the reaction was still different. You get what I'm saying? So then right. I was like, okay, pay more attention to, not pay more attention, I'm sorry. Chill out on your ego. Like, yeah, I'm buying this because, nah. Why waste money when you could literally give someone what they like and what they want? Like, that's not how you do things. Like, oh, I want Remy to have some Kenneth Cole Reaction cologne, and Remy doesn't even wear that. Remy wears, we're just going to say, she, shit, what kind of cologne you wear? Because we pretty much wear the same cologne.
I'm finna say, no, when it came to cologne and gifting, motherfuckers got the link to where the fuck to buy my shit. Because I don't play with my smell goods.
Right. Yeah, that's why I threw that example out there. Like, I'm not going to give you something because it smell good. And I know for a fact that that's not what you wear.
On the real, because last birthday, I ain't going to flash motherfucker got nigga all type of shit. I'm like, thank you. Because some of my colognes are secrets because ain't nobody up on them. But Shorty bought me the whole collection, and I really appreciated that because that one's very expensive. But last Christmas, I got that Saint Laurent Y. That's what I got for Christmas. That was my shit. I love that. That Saint Laurent Y. And she bought me some other cologne. I think it was that Versace, that fucking red. It's in a red bottle.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about, because I got the one that's in the blue.
Yeah, that's my shit. I love that too. But when it comes to smell goods, I don't play. But anything else, you can go ahead and have fun with it.
Right.
You go ahead, play with it. You can surprise me, cause I, to be honest, I'm really like when it come to gifts and Christmas and stuff, I'm really not no big I want this for Christmas. Like I've never really been that I want this for Christmas type person. Like I really don't. To me, I get more satisfaction out of y'all open y'all gifts and seeing y'all smiles on y'all faces and everybody being happy than me actually. Like I'm not a big what to get you for Christmas individual. Like. My mama and them, like my mama and my sisters, my family, they really don't never ask me what I want for Christmas because I really don't never want it. I'll be like really satisfied at what I have already. Like I'm not a big, I need this for Christmas. I want this for Christmas. Can you get me this for Christmas? The only time I literally asked my mama to buy me something for Christmas recently, like a couple years ago when she asked me, I was like, shit. I was just thinking like, what the fuck don't have? I was like, can you buy me a Nintendo Switch? And I thought she was going to buy me the light one. And she ended up buying me the big one that she plugged up to the TV and shit. I'm like, oh, all right. I like this.
Right.
But other than that, I'm not really no big what I want for Christmas person. I really get more joy out of buying people shit that they want and seeing how they feel when they open their presents. Like, I love when motherfuckers be like, oh, my God, you got it. Like, that shit brings me joy.
Right.
I get more joy of other people being happy on Christmas than myself. That's the type of motherfucker I am.
Yeah. That's how I am. But I do be having lists because I know people going to ask. I really have, I make sure I start a list and I don't really put more than like 5 things on there. And like this year I have a list just in case someone asks. And like I honestly, the number one thing on that list that I do want is that new Lakers City Edition jersey. But I want it because LeBron changed his number. Like, if he hadn't changed his number, I wouldn't want it. But since he changed his number, I want it. And then, like, I have stuff on there, like, for a camera, like a camera bag. I think I had a camera on there, but I have a cousin who's actually gifted me a camera out of nowhere. Like, she said she was sending me a camera. I didn't ask for it or anything. Like, we were talking on Instagram and shit like that. So then I'm like, oh, I'm going to need a camera bag. I'm going to need some lenses. So I have to take that off my list. But outside of that, for me, if people know, like, I love LeBron. So it could be LeBron anything. People know I love polos, literally polos. I love polos, but, like, it doesn't even have to be Ralph Lauren. I just love polos. I love hoodies. You know, I love cologne, but you have to ask me on that. Just don't get me any kind of cologne.
Yeah, because you know? It be the motherfucking gift sets and them random shit. Yeah. You be like, oh, thanks. That shit collect dust and shit. Just sit there.
Yeah, like I want a PS5, but I would never expect anybody to buy me a PS5 but me. But like, honestly, I'm the type of person, like if you really know me, like I said, you know, it's really not hard to shop for me. You can go to Old Navy and get me a bunch of V-necks from Old Navy. Or matter of fact, you can go to Target and get me a bunch of V-necks and crew neck t-shirts from there. And I'm going to be happy because I love wearing t-shirts unless it's required for me not to. Or I know it's not in season, but those shorts that Old Navy be having, like the jogger version of, but they got the short version of the joggers, like them. Like, I'm so simple. I don't expect nobody to buy me no Jordans, no shoes, because I love shoes, like no loafers. I don't expect nobody to do that. If they do it, cool. Like, that's fine and dandy. But if I get gift cards, I'm going to be happy because I could do that, use that anywhere.
Lord, please don't buy me no shoes for Christmas, nobody.
Yeah.
Unless it's these particular boots that I want. If you want to know what they are, I'll send you a link.
Yeah, like, I just...
But please, hey, I'm not
that, like, I gotta, you know, I think for me, it's more so of, I'm really, 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 really need people to know I'm really satisfied and happy looking at everyone around me just be so happy and full of joy.
On the real, that's what I be on. Like, I literally, like, I am so simple at holidays. Like, you can literally just buy me, like, pajamas and shit, and I will be straight. Like, plaid, pajama set, plaid, anything, plaid, pajamas, matching house shoes, whatever. Like, even though I'm going to still wear my Yeezy slides, y'all got me fucked up. Them is forever winter. I'm wearing them bitches throughout the winter in the house as house shoes, in the summer in the house or outside as house shoes. But I'm like, I don't, I'm really like a very carefree person. Like, I don't really, like, the simplest thing, I'll be straight, like, thank you, like a car, like you said, like a car, gift card, anything. Like, I don't be tripping. I don't be really tripping. Now, if it's something I really, really, really want, like I said, I'm gonna probably bad myself, because it's probably gonna be something very expensive.
Right.
Like this year, I want to buy myself the new Mac computer. I don't expect to just hit nobody with I want the new Mac computer, buy that shit. Like, no, I'm gonna buy it, because then you might not get the specs I need. Any type of electronics, you might not get the specs I want or the specs I needed to be to for me to be able to function and do what I needed to do. So I'll just be like, man, nah, I'm cool. I do want an iPad, though, if anybody out there listening.
The new, you say iPad, you want a what? Yeah.
The new iPad Air, if y'all, or the new, yeah, the new iPad Mini or the new iPad Air, that's what I want. I don't need, I'm finna say it ain't nothing I need, but I would like to have one. And the crazy part is I'm probably gonna get it and not do shit with it.
Yeah, dude, we typically do that. Like, we get a piece of electronic that we really want and don't do shit with it. I remember I was going crazy about wanting a MacBook Pro, and I was acting a fool. This is why it pays to grow up for real, and stop being a bitch about shit. And my ex bought me a MacBook Pro. She had a customized. It's all customizable. We got me with LeBron, all type of stuff. Oh, I'm looking at it right now, and there's a picture of her on there. Let me cover that up. Oh, sorry. And then I don't even really use it, but I have it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I started to learn how to DJ and things like that, that's what I started using it for. But my board and speakers and stuff is back home. It's not here with me in Dallas. But I say all that to say, like, we typically do things like that. Like, oh, I want this, but am I really going to use it?
Right, because everything else fucking Apple. I ain't even gonna say I'm gonna use it, because when I got the PS5, I literally played that joint and stopped playing that bitch for about 2-3 months. I'm just now recently starting to play it again because it's cold and ain't nobody really outside. But I feel that. Just touched the Switch after 8 months. I literally just touched my Switch yesterday after like 8 or 9 months of not even, like, everything on it had to re-download and update. So
8 to 9 months? You haven't touched your Switch?
I ain't touched the Switch since I got the PS5. As soon as I got the PS5, it wasn't no need to touch the goddamn Switch. Yeah. So I don't need any new electronics. I may want some, but I know for a fact I don't need them. I might use the iPad, though. I used to use my iPad to read books, like digital books, like actually read books and magazines and shit and Apple News. I did use my iPad for that. Speaking of my old iPad, that's a whole nother story for a whole nother topic.
I think you would use your iPad if you got the new one, because it's so different and everyone is using it with this pen and they doing all this stuff on it. So I could see you actually using that, though. I really could.
Yeah, that's what I low-key was going to use it for, to put Photoshop on it. So, like, when I'm editing images, like when people had like hand drawings and I got to scan them and then put them in the Photoshop on the Mac and then try to edit them, it'll be a lot easier to edit them with the iPad and the pen and vectorize they logos and stuff. So yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna use it for. I'll think about it.
What is an appropriate gift to give someone, and you guys have only been dating or talking, y'all not in a relationship, but y'all dating, talking, whichever people want to call it nowadays, for about 3 months? So Christmas is next month, so we're just throwing this out. This is hypothetically, y'all. Don't be trying to piece our life together, y'all. I'm just throwing out an example. So December would make 4 months. So what's an appropriate gift to give them? Inappropriate gift to give them? Is that when a spending limit come in? Is that when I'm not gonna give you a bunch of gifts as if we were together and I just give you one good one? Like,
that's what I was gonna say. That's what I would do. I would probably literally just get them one good, just get them one, something slight, not nothing stupid too spectacular, but something that I know they want. But it'll just be probably like one nice gift. But it'll be like, oh, you know that when you hit them with the gift, well, you ain't even expecting a gift, but you hit them with a gift and some shit that they like, so you can see how their face is once you give it to them, and they be like, Yeah, one of them situations.
I agree.
Something slight. It ain't even gotta be nothing. It ain't gonna be life. I mean, I was finna say it ain't gonna be nothing life changing, but it might be, cause you buying them a present and they ain't even like expecting it. Or do you? I'm finna. Within that question, let me ask you this, twin. So, are you gonna tell them you buying them a present, or you just buying the present?
No, I'm not gonna tell them. I'm just gonna buy it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a surprise. Yeah, that's how I move too.
Yeah, it would. That's how. Yeah. It would be a surprise. I wouldn't tell the person. Like I said, like, there's no title per se in this example. So, no, I'll just tell them. And then we'll be 4 months in by the time Christmas. Nah, in a scenario like that, I'll just tell them. I wouldn't tell them. I'm sorry. I'll just surprise them. Right. I'm not telling them.
I'm finna say, shit, if the way that I am around the holidays, like I already said, the holidays is my favorite time of the year because everybody is always happy. Niggas in a giving spirit. Well, not everybody, but the most of the energy around me, I needed to be happy. So all of the happy energy, everything, like, I love the fucking holidays. So it's like, even if I was talking to somebody for a few weeks, I would still probably get them something for Christmas. And it ain't, and it's like I said, it may be, it's levels to this shit. It may not be nothing spectacular, but I would still give them something, because if we fucking talking, it's like, okay, we ain't gonna do shit, but we still gonna be around each other around Christmas. So how do that make sense?
Make it make sense, huh?
Oh, so I'm gonna just come and see you with nothing. Nah, that ain't how I move. We just gonna sit and watch Christmas movies or something. I don't know.
We're matching PJs.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah.
Like, yeah, that don't make sense. I'm a giving motherfucker. I'll get their ass on.
Right. It's really no losses being taken. Like, I got you a gift. Like, I'm not taking no L. I'll be taking the L not getting you one, because that's just how I am, and it's around the holiday time. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, and if it's a few weeks in, it ain't gonna be nothing grand. Like, if I know this person, probably like Starbucks or Target, it might be a Target gift card or something. Like, nothing the extreme, but it's still thoughtful. I know a lot of people say they don't like gift cards, but whatever the case may be, it would be thoughtful if it's a few weeks in, few months in. It's not grand, but the gesture is just like, hey, I thought about you. It's Christmas. Hey, Merry Christmas type thing. Like, you know?
I ain't gonna lie. If you like Starbucks, if you a true motherfucking, when I pull up, I got my phone out so they can give me my stars, Starbucks person, and most of the people I talk to, women, relationship-wise, friendship-wise, cool, one of the homies, if they like Starbucks, if you give they motherfucking ass a Starbucks gift card, it's not gonna turn that motherfucker down.
Nah, they ain't turning that. Look, they not turning Starbucks or Target down. I don't care what nobody says.
Okay. Because if you give me a Starbucks gift card for Christmas, motherfucker, I will love you for the rest of your life. Because a bitch need her coffees and her refreshers.
You go there so much.
Nigga, I was tempted to go there this morning, but I was like, nah, I ain't gonna go. I ain't gonna go. I got caught. I literally have Starbucks coffee shit in the house. But yeah, I feel like if you a real Starbucks motherfucker, you gonna take that car and you gonna be happy about it, because your ass ain't gotta spend that motherfucking $7 on your venti or whatever the fuck you getting your fucking pumpkin lattes and all that. I know this going completely left field, but you pumpkin latte motherfuckers, y'all some weirdos. But we ain't even finna go there. We ain't finna go there.
And when you think about it, ain't no expectations here. So you can't even be like, damn, this motherfucker gave me a Starbucks gift. Well, we didn't even say we was exchanging gifts. Right. And to agree with Twin, y'all some weird motherfuckers.
Like, yeah, you pumpkin latte. Yeah,
what the fuck?
I can't get down with no pumpkin shit. I'm sorry. I love y'all, but I can't do it. I don't fucking like pumpkin nothing.
Right. Let me ask this. I'm about to put a little twist to this real quick. Is a ring for Christmas an appropriate gift?
How long we been together?
Like, this your girl, you want to marry her and stuff like that. Is a ring for Christmas an appropriate gift?
Like engagement ring or just a ring just a engagement ring. I'm the type of motherfucker, I feel like I don't know if I'm wrong about this, but to be honest, I feel like you shouldn't get engaged on significant holidays or significant days. That's how I feel. Because those are like, not to even say that it's gonna not work out or anything like that or anything of that nature, but it's like, you gonna remember this for the rest of your entire life. You getting engaged on whatever birthday, holiday, anniversary, whatever the fuck, yo whatever the fuck is gonna always be on that day. So if it don't work out or anything like that, or if it go left or anything, not to say that it is, or not to say you going into the situation thinking of some bad shit, I'm just saying, like, I really don't feel like you should get engaged on significant holidays and stuff like that. I don't believe in that.
I agree. Me personally, I think that's a terrible gift to give someone for Christmas. For me, I'm not giving anyone a ring on Christmas Eve, none of those holidays, because although we don't go into things expecting it to end
right
and not work, if there's a possibility that it doesn't work,
you're gonna always,
that's the first
that.
Thing you're gonna be like, fuck, I love Christmas up until now, because you know, you don't want to be like that.
And then it's like, you gotta go get seek help to just get over that, and then in the back of your mind you gonna always remember. I agree, but yeah. just any type of the non-engagement ring, just like, here's a ring because I thought it was dope and it looked nice on your finger. Yeah, you can do that shit, but not no like significant ring. Like, motherfuckers buy rings that's just not just because you getting engaged, or engagement rings, wedding rings and shit like that. Like I didn't see like dope rings. I bought you this ring because I thought it was dope. Like, it didn't have any significant meaning to it. It was just a ring. Like, I've bought rings for holidays.
So any tips for the gifters out there, or the people that suck at gifting?
I'm gonna need y'all. Wait, who is that gifting? They gifting significant others and people they talking to, or they just gifting, period?
We just gonna say in general, period. The significant other, people they talk to, the family, whoever.
Kids, grandkids, whoever. Kids is easy. Well, not these kids. These motherfuckers like, gonna say, oh, let me call that back. Never mind. I ain't even finna go with kids. Y'all figure them out.
Yeah.
Let's just go with
someone that they're dating, significant other, and then family or something.
Motherfucking Coco Melon, Paw Patrol, all that. Y'all got it. Y'all do that. Yeah. But I feel like if you want some surprise shit, because sometimes people be on some surprise shit, I'm finna give y'all some angles. I'm gonna give y'all a few angles. If you want some surprise shit and you want to really surprise whoever the fuck, mama, daddy, whoever, significant other, whatever, it's the middle of November. Usually people start buying gifts around now and next week and, you know, so forth and so on. Try to find like little hints, little shit. Just pay attention to the motherfucker. Or when it come to your parents or other people like that, just try to ask other motherfuckers around them. Like, ask your sister, like, what the fuck mama want for Christmas? Like, ask other people around them, or motherfucking coworker, cousin, somebody, best friend. Find out what the fuck they want, because I guarantee you somebody done talked to one of them people and told them what the fuck they want. Or they might have a clue, or they might have some type of information for your ass to figure out, surprisingly, the right thing to buy if you're trying to surprise. Other than that, ask the motherfucker, what do you want for Christmas? if you want to just be full out and just be like, just go get them exactly what the fuck they want, you don't feel like figuring it out and having people help you figure it out, just fucking ask them, what do you want for Christmas?
True.
Just be full on out with it. It ain't gotta be a surprise, it ain't gotta be nothing spectacular. It's just be like, what do you want for Christmas? Get them what they want for Christmas, and then the surprise shit or the extra shit could be something that revolves around whatever the fucking that present is. Buy them some accessories to go with it, you know, with electronics, they always got add-on shit with it. Oh, want to get a TV? Well, get this surround sound and get this. Like, it's not that hard. I feel like it's not really hard. Only thing it'd be hard is like particular items or particular things. Like, people be wanting particular Uggs or particular bags or particular shoes, like that type of shit. And you know, shipping gonna be fucked up. If you live in Chicago, you know, niggas gonna be starting to poke the UPS man, FedEx man, and the Amazon man. So I need y'all to order y'all shit now, because it's gonna be the season in Chicago. It's gonna be on the news that they they didn't hit the goddamn FedEx man upside the head and stole all the presents. So I'm gonna need everybody, not to mention FedEx stealing Nikes any goddamn way. So I'm gonna need niggas to start ordering all that shit now, because you know shipping gonna be fucked up, because shipping was fucked up last year and shit came late. Nigga, we was, me and my brother literally was talking about this shit. Me and Real was just talking about this shit, how we was literally giving each other gifts until fucking February last year because shipping was so fucked up. We was literally giving each other gifts from December to February because shipping was that fucked up. So I advise everybody, I need y'all to start ordering shit now, especially you motherfuckers ordering shit from overseas, because that shit gonna take a while. So get the get to getting your early Black Friday on, get your little coins together and start ordering little shit, and then get the big shit. It's already store.
You can't, you don't even have to necessarily get your money together, because you got Afterpay, Klarna, all that stuff. So
I was just talking about that with somebody too yesterday.
Yeah, it's 333 on the dot right now.
Let go.
So yeah,
that's all the shit I got to say about this gift and shit. It's real simple. Stop making it hard. Don't overthink it. Y'all just be doing the most. Just make it easier on yourself and start asking questions. I'm finna say Thanksgiving when everybody be around each other anyway. Start figuring the shit out from then. You know, Black Friday the next day, Cyber Monday, Monday after that. Everything finna be on motherfucking sale. They already got shit on Black Friday sale at Walmart right now. Motherfucking Kevin Hart running motherfucking Sam's Club at this point, because everything on samsclub.com say Kevin Hart, so nigga, let's go. Everything in fucking Sam's Club got Kevin Hart shit on it. I'm like, all right, everything is fucking finna be on sale. So just figure it out. Just everybody figure out what people want. If you don't know what they want, like Twin said, get they motherfucking ass a gift card. If they some ungrateful motherfuckers, take it back. I don't know. Like, I don't know. You can buy, I mean, you can send people electronic gift cards at this point.
Yeah, you could buy electronic gift cards and stuff, like, because it's going to be sent to the email. But, you know, just have it in a box or something, even if you don't want to do that. And like she said, if they don't like the shit you get them, take it back. I mean, hey, don't make it harder than what it is. I'm just agreeing with Remy. And it will help you even more if you actually just paid attention to the people around you.
Yeah.
It gets real easy. Or just a little effort, because I was with a motherfucker that really ain't getting no effort at one point in time. And then slowly but surely the effort was there. But hey, just show a little bit of effort. And if it's such a big deal, just say, hey, what do you want for Christmas? As Remy told y'all in the room.
I feel like our listeners are slight bougie. They might not want just anything. I feel like we got some bougie ass listeners.
We do.
I feel like they don't just want anything. I feel like our listeners want Pacific shit for Christmas this year for some odd reason. I don't know why that came to my head. I just feel like that.
Yeah, that's true. And for those who are listening, who significant other wears a guy or a girl that's bougie and I'm gonna say bougie or whatever, but like they like high end things and they love luxury, which I feel like all our peoples, especially our Black people, should indulge in the luxury life. If they want LV, get LV, not YSL. If they want YSL, get YSL and not Gucci. Get this and not Fendi. Like, it's levels to this, okay? You just get them the brand that they ask for. Okay?
Hello.
Let's do that, okay? Yeah. Just a FYI, if you want to buy them something, but you really like, okay, well, this is $1,000, but my budget was $8. Depending on if you use those payment people, like that break up your payments, like Afterpay and all them, you know you can use that on those websites, right? You can. So if you can't afford it, don't beat yourself up. Get the other stuff and then plan towards the big stuff. Let's put that out there, because a lot of people go crazy when they can't afford certain things, right? And if you can't afford whatever this big item is that they want, get the other things on their list, and then, you know, y'all have a conversation like, I'm working towards it. And then hopefully the person that you're with or talking to understand like what place you're in financially, if you guys are having those conversations. So don't lose your mind, but pay attention. Like she said, the bag with the conversation that she was having with someone is the same price as the bag. The bag she got is the same price as the bag she wanted. That makes no sense at all.
Not at all. Okay. And I just thought about something else, Twin, not to cut you off. Mm-hmm.
No, it's good.
Me clearly remembering I used to work at the mall. Not half of the time, motherfuckers really just be taking motherfuckers to the store and to the mall, asking them what the hell they want for Christmas, and they just fucking buy that shit. It just really clicked in my head. Like, niggas ain't putting forth no effort. Niggas just taking niggas to the fucking store and buying them whatever they point the fuck out in their bag, and that's it. Niggas ain't
the ones that put all the effort in.
Niggas ain't even putting shit under the tree barely no more, man.
Like, see, that's where I draw the line. You about to put my shit under the fucking tree?
Niggas ain't
if we in a space no where, like, if we live together, put my shit under the tree. If we don't live together, still put my shit up under the tree. We go to each other, however, or if I gotta come to your place and we're gonna exchange gifts, my shit under the tree, and I'm gonna put your shit under your tree, and then we're gonna there's your gift. Yeah, we're gonna do this. Like, don't mess up my whole winter wonderland fairy tale holiday shit. I'm gonna lose my mind.
I'm gonna fuck up somebody Christmas because I don't wrap presents. I'm gonna let y'all know that right now. I do not.
I don't wrap them either.
I just buy them.
I always have somebody rapping for me.
I don't even have that shit. I just get the big, stupid, retarded, big ass gift bag. I used to buy them Santa sacks from Michael's. Them used to be the plug. Like, put them all that shit in one big Santa sack and leave that bitch under the tree. Oh, a big ass gift bag. I'm not wrapping shit. It's gonna have bowls and tissue paper on it, but I'm not wrapping that shit. I don't give a fuck how you feel. I'm gonna let you know up front. If you don't like it, you don't like it. There may be something checked off my 10 out of 10. Are you a 10 out of 10 or no? Because, bitch, I ain't wrapping no presents.
Rim said, let's take it back now. Oh, I'm not a 10 out of 10 because I ain't wrapping no presents. I don't wrap presents either. Like, I literally would have people wrap gifts for me because I love gift wrapping, like the art of it. I love it, the aesthetics of it. So my grandpa, may you rest in peace, he was one of the best gift wrappers ever. And I would take stuff to my grandparents' house and have them wrap it. And then he couldn't wrap his own gift, so I had my grandma wrap his gift for me. Like, look, I will find people, like, I've worked with people and had them wrap gifts for me.
Don't get me wrong. I can wrap the fuck out of a present. That motherfucker look like I got it from the store.
I can't do that. My shit look like a toddler tried.
No, I can literally wrap. Nigga, I can wrap some shit up, make that shit look like a piece of candy. Like literally a gift wrap look like a piece of candy. Like, I could make the fucking gift look like a piece of candy. I can wrap the shit. I'm not wrapping the shit. That's the point.
Okay, so see, now we about to go all the way left because now I'm about to be like, so what if you had a girl and she told you, like, she want her gifts wrapped?
She got me fucked up. She gonna be mad. She gonna be mad as hell. She'll be like, why the fuck you ain't wrap my gifts? And you know how to wrap gifts because I ain't wrapping shit.
Nigga, I ain't wrapping shit.
Because, nigga, it literally, like, when I buy gifts, I buy everybody gifts. It be like literally like 50, 60 bags full of fucking presents. I'm not wrapping all that shit. Y'all got me fucked. Like, I buy a lot of presents. Like, I make sure everybody straight. Like, it'll be little shit, big shit, medium sized shit, gift bags, gift boxes, gift this, gift. Nigga, I'm not finna sit in this bitch and wrap like 90 presents. No.
Well, you can at least wrap your girl stuff.
I don't wrap her shit either.
Well, I tried. Whoever listening that think they might, that feel like they like Remy or might want to talk to her, she ain't wrapping your gifts, and I tried. Twin tried, okay? I tried to help. She ain't doing it.
I'm going
to
give you the most glittery, pretty, nigga, glitter all in the back seat. The gift bag going to be so cold, motherfucker, glitter gift paper, crystal, fucking icicles and all type of shit, but I'm rapping that motherfucker. Nigga, I am not.
Hell no.
Nigga.
Yeah, that's me clapping because I'm laughing.
Because, nigga, I literally did. Like, I don't remember what. I think it was Mother's Day or something. Any one of them holidays, I got the dopest fucking bag. But, nigga, that shit left glitter in the back of my seat for like 3 months. It was fucking glitter.
I'm already knowing. But I'm already knowing. That shit'll get you in trouble too, y'all, if the person don't know.
Yeah. Tried me. I was like, no, it's Mother Day glitter, and it won't get off my goddamn backseat. It happened. The question happened. Fuck, all this glitter come from? Hey. It was from your present, motherfucker. Your gift bag. If you don't shut the fuck up, leave me alone. But yeah, I ain't rapping shit, man. I ain't rapping shit. I love y'all. Whoever giving gifts from me this year, you know I love you, but I'm not rapping your shit. You can get over it now.
She said what she said. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We hope y'all do what y'all gotta do for these gifts. Don't be giving people what you want them to have or what you think they're like. Get them what they like. Get them what you know they want. It don't have to be everything. That's something else I learned along the way from my last day. It don't have to be everything on the list. You can just however you want to do it. But I know that people say it's the thought that counts. And since it's the thought that counts, make sure your thought is what they want, what they like, and not want you, what you want them to have. Because you still want them to enjoy and love their gift. Make sure y'all hit us up and let us know how y'all feel about gifting. The hotline 708-949-6702. Email us, stubvisionpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up in the DMs on Instagram, Stud Vision Podcast, Twitter, Stud Vision PCast, Facebook, Stud Vision Podcast with Remy and Perp. Hey. Y'all know how the song go. And what do we say at this time?
We out this bitch.
We out this bitch. Hey.
Stud
Vision Podcast.
Hey.
Stud Vision Podcast.
Hey.
Stud Vision Podcast.
Hey.